Epps wasn't directly convicted of murder in the federal trial, but U.S. Attorney William Hochul says the murder had to be proven to the jury for him to be convicted of the trial counts, like trying to collect her life insurance after she was found murdered on a lonely Orchard Park street almost exactly 6 years ago. A murder charge would have had to go to state court, which it didn't. Orchard Park Detective John Payne says a conviction in a case like this is extremely satisfying.
Working with the family for the first year and a half, listening to Mrs. Moss, the victim's mother, call every single week asking for updates, and me not being able to tell her anything about the case was about the most difficult part of the beginning stages. The work that we all did for the months and years afterwards, cultivating and gaining the information and having the ability to get this to a trial basis is very rewarding.
After Moss' body was found by the side of California Road, detectives spent 48 hours straight combing the murder scene for evidence, not far from the nursing home where she worked. That led to cooperation with Amherst police, who found weapons and evidence of drugs in convicted felon Epps' home and showed he twice burned his own home to collect on fire insurance. He did get some cash on those fires, but never collected a dime on Moss' death. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.